Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Currently partly cloudy. Could be some patchy fog out there. 68 degrees. Negotiations have broken down between President Biden and a group of Republican senators trying to reach consensus on a broad infrastructure package.
West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito says in a phone call with President Biden, he ended infrastructure negotiations, a result a Republican who was leading GOP talks called disappointing. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president did speak with members of a bipartisan group of 20 lawmakers. That's an effort Wyoming Republican John Barrasso doubts will succeed.
I think it'll be very difficult for Joe Biden to get 60 votes working with this G20.
Disagreements persist between Republicans and the White House over the size and scope of infrastructure needs and how to pay for new spending. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Police say a young girl is hospitalized after being accidentally shot in a Wichita apartment by an adult carelessly handling a gun.
Police say that the shooting happened around 8 Monday night at the Magnolia Woods Apartments. Officers found a 12-year-old girl with a gunshot wound to her arm and shoulder. She was taken to a Wichita hospital and is expected to recover. Police arrested 23-year-old Christian Leal, whom investigators say was caring for the girl, who is his niece, along with another niece and nephew, all under the age of 14. Investigators say Leal was showing the gun to an 18-year-old friend when it accidentally fired. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council approved $6.5 million in industrial revenue bonds to a local company.
Millennia Productions, LLC, plans to build a 128,000-square-foot building near Tobin and 37th Street North in northeast Wichita. Councilmember Becky Tuttle was pleased to see more economic development in her district.
Thank you to staff for working so hard to make this come to fruition. And I'd like to thank Millennia Productions, LLC, for investing in our community.
Millennia Production manufactures, distributes, and sells beauty products. The city's Housing and Community Services Department announced their 2021-2022 annual action plan. They will submit it to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to receive federal funds. Wichita is eligible for just over $4.7 million. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Police say a teenager has died after being shot near an elementary school in Kansas City, Kansas. The shooting happened Tuesday near Hazel Grove Elementary School. Police responding to calls about shots fired found a male teenager on the sidewalk near the school. He died later at a hospital. His name has not been released. No arrests have been made. The FBI developed an app that duped members of organized crime around the world into thinking it was secure. Now the Bureau and law enforcement in more than two dozen countries have arrested more than 800 people and seized a staggering amount of drugs and money.
The FBI helping to snag hundreds of criminal gang members around the globe after the criminals were tricked into using a phone encryption app run by the feds, which was used to track the suspects as they plotted their crimes. Law enforcement officers in Australia and New Zealand unveiled their operation known as Trojan Shield this week. And according to published reports, Australian federal police say the app helped to make arrests in over a dozen countries and divert 21 murder plots, including one that would have targeted a family of five.
Before heading back to the United States, Vice President Kamala Harris relayed her takeaways from Guatemala and Mexico.
The vice president said her visits to the two nations underscored an overarching theme that has caused a surge in migration.
The problem at the border, in large part, if not entirely, stems from the problems in these countries.
She says the agreement struck over 2 days will help economically, ushering in an interdependent era.
What happens abroad matters to the people of the United States.
Vice President Harris did commit to visiting the southern border, but said this trip to understand root causes had to happen first. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Stephen, 10 in the morning here on a Wednesday, June 9th, here at KNSS. 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic this morning, right now, traffic conditions actually looking pretty good out there. The gasoline prices here in the area still varying quite a bit. I'm still seeing prices as high as $2.89, $2.88 a gallon. It's pretty easy to find lower prices out there, including $2.75 at Maple and West. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. With some patchy areas of fog across south central Kansas, we expect that to move on out by mid to late morning. Then we become mostly sunny and warm today with a high near 90. An isolated thunderstorm possible late tonight. Otherwise, our low 72. Then sunny, warm, and humid on Thursday afternoon with a high 92. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 68 degrees, and we have a southeast wind at 3 miles per hour. 6:12, Stephen 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We had another warm, sunny day across south central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature was 86 degrees, and guess what? Normal high for the date, 86. So we're right on the button yesterday, normal high for the date. This is June 9th, and on this date in 2004, the body of Ronald Reagan arrived in Washington to lie in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda before the 40th president's funeral. For months, President Joe Biden has laid out goal after goal for taming the coronavirus pandemic and then exceeded his own benchmarks. Now, however, the U.S. is unlikely to meet his target to have 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated by July 4th. The White House had launched a month-long blitz to fight vaccine hesitancy and a lack of urgency to get shots, especially in the South and Midwest. But it appears the effort will fall short. About 15.5 million adults need to get at least one dose in the next 4 weeks for Biden to meet his goal. But the pace of new vaccinations in the U.S. is below 400,000 people per day, and that's down from a high of nearly 2 million per day 2 months ago. So President Biden setting some ambitious goals, and I guess that's what goals are for, so you can target them and try to get there, but it looks like the U.S. may fall short of that. New York City's law department has been hit with a cyber attack, the latest to strike at an online system. The electronic assault forced officials to take the 1,000-lawyer agency offline, but Mayor Bill de Blasio says he believes no data was compromised in the hack. City officials said they disconnected the law department's computers from the city's network on Sunday after discovering the cyber attack. Another city official says the attack was not a ransom situation, but offered no other specifics about the possible motives for the attack. So I guess we're going to have more and more coverage, Ted, of cyber attacks on various entities in the world.
Mm-hmm.
6:13, Steve and Ted. Let's see what I've got on the plan today. We're talking about vaccinations. Washington State, we have a story on this in Fox coming up in a few minutes. Washington State has a new incentive, a free marijuana joint. Of course, you got to be 21. But I guess they just send it to you, rolled up and ready to go if you get the vaccination. I wonder what kind of person would do it for that. Probably a person who would do it anyway, but that's okay. I'll just pick it up. I don't know. I don't know if these incentives are apparently they're not working all that great, but some of these places, heck, you get in there for $1 million on a lottery. That's pretty nice.
You would think someone that would get a vaccine for a joint probably already has a joint.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good call. They probably got more joints.
Yeah, there's probably not someone sitting around, man, how can I get a joint? Oh!
They might even have more joints than they can just use by themselves.
Right, yeah.
They want to maybe share them with others.
I don't see that as quite
perhaps
the incentive.
Share them with others for some money or something. What does that make? I guess that would be a pusher then. State Board of Education here in Kansas Tuesday approved allowing school districts to offer computer science as a core math or science credit toward high school graduation. Yes, Kansas is only one of only two states that hadn't been allowed.
We're kind of bringing up the rear on this issue.
Kansas schools can already offer computer science courses, and many do, but they currently cannot be used to substitute for a core math or science class. Now they can substitute one unit of computer science for either one unit of science or math as long as school boards approve. The 8-2 vote by the state board came after lengthy debate. So, what do you think, Ted? I mean, he's probably the kids will teach the class. I don't know how they're going to find instructors. Many of these kids are away. It brings up something I was thinking about when I saw this story. You know, when the city, USC 259, when the pandemic, they went to all this stuff, you know, computers from home and all that. I wonder how many of those kids and adults had no clue what was going on with that. I mean, not many, surely. I mean, just seems like everybody knows.
Everybody seemed
to
get up to speed pretty quickly at the time.
That's kind of surprised me, though.
Why does that surprise you?
Because I wouldn't think that everybody's house would have a computer. I
mean, they did a lot of things to get those computers.
Yeah,
that didn't have them.
And then to just start from scratch, I guess it's from user-friendly programs to get them involved.
Hmm.
Punch this button.
A neat little anecdote that goes along with this. When I went to high school, we had a computer-aided drafting or CAD class that we took.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah. And
that would be fun.
Oh, yeah. It was. It was a lot of fun. Two of the people in the classroom, myself was one of them, and then there was one other student, had computers at home. The other students didn't have computers at home.
This has been a while ago.
Right. This was a long time ago. Yeah. This was back in the 90s. And it was back in the early 90s, actually. And the difference in just the two of us that owned a computer at home, the two of us finished every project in the book after the first 2 days of class.
No. I can tell you that my wife worked for an architect at one time at an architectural firm. That would be in the 90s, and they had already switched. They did everything with computers there. I just remember taking drafting when I was in high school. I really enjoyed that. I didn't have the mind to be an engineer or anything like that, but I loved the T-square and all that involved. But those drafting tools. Did you ever do that, Ted?
I did not get into drafting.
They did.
One of my best friends did, and he's a big-time architect in Georgia now.
I've never taken it that far, but I really enjoyed the lettering and all of it. It was fun.
But just what helped us was the casual familiarity with the computers really pushed us to the top of the class. It was just that simple.
Well, I don't know. There's no such thing, I guess, as wanting people to get too smart. But on the other hand,
yeah.
The one thing they need to do, as far as I'm concerned, is okay. This is fine to do this. Why don't you take one of those science credits and give it to driver's ed?
That'd be nice.
Gosh, I'd sure like to see driver's ed come back. That's probably not going to happen. All right, it's coming up on 6:18, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Lead off sports with Ted Woodward, and right now the big story is hockey and the Thunder in the playoffs, right, Ted?
Yep. Playoffs began last night in downtown Wichita, the Western Conference semifinals. Best of five series between the Wichita Thunder and the Fort Wayne Comets. This was played at the Wichita Ice Center, so 800 fans packed in for a nice atmosphere last night. Twice, the Wichita Thunder had a lead. Twice, the Comets tied it up. It was still 2-2 late in the game. But the Comets got the game-winning goal with 25 seconds to go. And the Comets win the game 3-2. So Wichita is now down 1-0 in this best of five. Very crucial game two tonight. It'll be the final chance for Wichita to win a home game in this series. Game two between the Comets and the Thunder, 7:05 tonight downtown at the Wichita Ice Center. As Wichita is trying to get this series even up at 1 game apiece. Well, some good news for the Thunder yesterday. Coach Bruce Ramsey was named the ECHL Coach of the Year.
How about that? Bruce?
The Thunder's had their best record in 9 years, but boy, they need a win tonight.
So they got the first two games at home, but the last three,
the rest of the series will be played in Fort Wayne tonight.
Okay.
So last chance for the Thunder to get a home win in this series, try to get this thing evened up. Minor league baseball, the Tulsa Drillers clobbered the Wichita Wind Surge 8-3 last night in Tulsa to start a 6-game series. Surge had a 3-2 lead at the 7th inning stretch, but then they gave up 3 in the 7th and 3 more in the 8th, and that knocked Wichita out of first place. Now the Surge is a half game behind Tulsa in the North Division as these two teams jockey for the top spot. Another game today between the Drillers and the Surge. It is an afternoon game down in Tulsa. Start 12:05 today as Wichita's coming off back-to-back losses, trying to get back in the win column and back into first place. Major League Baseball last night, the Kansas City Royals out on the West Coast taking on the Los Angeles Angels. And for the second game in a row, the Royals had huge struggles in the first inning. You heard the game last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
They'll try the 2-2 again, and Ohtani blasts one to deep center field, and that one is way out of here. And I mean 450-plus feet. That is his 17th home run of the year, and the Angels take the early 2-0 lead.
Yeah, the Royals, Bubic had to throw 30 pitches before he even got one out.
Ouch.
Yeah. I think that was a 480-foot home run by Ohtani there. The Angels go on to win it 8-1. Wasn't even close. The Royals lose their fourth in a row, and they fall below 500 now with a record of 29-30 on the season. Coming out of the bullpen for the Angels, former Wichita Wingnuts pitcher James Hoyt throwing a scoreless eighth inning. He's got a 0.0 earned run average in the big leagues this season for the Angels. KC will try to at least salvage one game in Anaheim tonight. Once again, Angels and the Royals at 8:30 this evening. Wrap up this 3-game series. Listen to that game on KFH. Pro basketball in the NBA playoffs last night. The Philadelphia 76ers in game two against the Atlanta Hawks. Philly trailing 1-0, trying to even things up. Starting at center for the Sixers, former Kansas Jayhawk, Joel Embiid. The action on TNT.
Embiid got a chance to go for 40. And there it is. A 40-piece for Joel Embiid, and give him 12 rebounds as well.
Embiid, 40 points, 13 rebounds. Philly wins it 118-102, and that Eastern Conference semifinal series between the Sixers and the Hawks is now tied at 1 game apiece. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
Nice round numbers, 40 and
40 points, 13 boards.
That's a nice
night.
Nice.
How do you think your team's going to win when you put up numbers like that?
Yeah. Oh, you would hope. All right, Ted, 6:22 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Your kids can teach you a lot about dealing with your colleagues or even your boss. The doctor is going to be in just a couple of minutes here with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.